With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Two presidential campaigns taking very different approaches to the issue of abortion.
For Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris, abortion access is a central theme of her
coming across our border. We now know beyond any reasonable doubt that thanks to their policies, thanks to Kamala Harris's policies, there are terrorists in the United States of America because of what she has done.
And Vance adds that Harris has embraced an extremely liberal agenda.
We don't care what people do. We don't want them to bring it to our kids, right? If you want to get a surgery and you're 30 years old, fine, get whatever surgery you want to, but we don't want you giving cross-sex hormones to nine-year-olds. That is woke, and that is apparently what Kamala Harris has endorsed in stride.
Vance was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, some good news for Republicans in a new poll of voters in Montana.
A new Emerson College polling, the Hill Survey, is favorable toward both Republicans and former President Trump. It shows Trump-backed GOP senatorial candidate Tim Sheehy leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 2 points. Tester's seat is one of a handful Republicans hope to flip from blue to red in November. Voters in the state also favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris by 15 points, 55% to 40%. Bob Agner reporting.
An investigation now says an Osprey crash in Australia 1 year ago that killed 3 U.S. Marines was caused by a number of pilot errors. 2 Marines were killed, pilots Captain Eleanor LeBeau and Major Tobin Lewis. A 3rd Marine, Crew Chief Corporal Spencer Collar, survived, and he was thrown from the wreckage, but he then re-entered the burning cockpit to save the 2, and he himself then died. This is SRN News. J.D. Vance taking aim at transgenderism.
Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate is not afraid to call out Democrats on the issue, unlike a number of Republican candidates who seem to be a bit shy. At a recent rally, Vance said bluntly, quote, "We think it's weird that Democrats want to put sexually explicit books in toddlers' libraries. We think it's weird that the far left wants to allow biological males to beat up women in boxing." Some evangelicals say the GOP needs to talk about transgenderism more. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
August 2024, marking the 10th year anniversary of ISIS takeover of Iraq, during which thousands of Christians and other people from non-Muslim communities have been killed in the city of Mosul. Iraq's Assyrian Christians have suffered greatly. ISIS marking Christian homes and have killed them, or at least in some cases, driven them out. This is SRN News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing an executive order requiring hospitals to collect data on the health care cost of undocumented migrants treated within the state. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The order will mean that the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, or HHCS, must, quote, assess costs of the Texas public hospital system imposed by the federal government's open border policies. Abbott said in a statement, quote, "Texans should not have to shoulder the burden of financially supporting medical care for illegal immigrants. Healthcare officials who treat undocumented migrants will be forced to collect and send information on those patients' citizenship status to the state, according to the executive order that Abbott signed Thursday. HHCS will direct healthcare providers to collect costs associated with care for undocumented migrants beginning on November 1st. The state government will require quarterly reports on the costs, with annual reports directed to the governor's office." Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.